们请看路加福音十三章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 13.
路加福音十三章。
Luke chapter 13.
今天要跟大家一起来查考第一节到第九节。
Today we'd like to study with you verse 1 to verse 9.
这个第一节到第五节是主耶稣对当时所发生的社会事件的一种评论。
And from verse 1 to verse 5 is the Lord Jesus' opinion on what happened, an event that happened in society at the time.
主耶稣对门徒说，我不叫你们离开世界。
And the Lord Jesus said to his disciples, I do not ask you to depart from the world.
但是你们不属世界。
But you do not belong to the world.
所以主耶稣他在传道里他是周游各城各乡跟大家在一起。
And so when the Lord Jesus was preaching the gospel, he went to all different towns and villages to be with everyone.
因此在当时社会上发生了很多的事件当然主耶稣也知道。
And so there are many events that happened in society at the time, and the Lord Jesus was well aware of them.
那我们现在来看就是主耶稣对当时的事件他是什么看法。
And now we'd like to study how did the Lord Jesus see the events at the time?
我们从第一节一直到第五节发现有两件事情发生。
And from verse 1 to verse 5, we see that there are two things that happened.
第一件事情是第一节到第三节。
And the first event is from verse 1 to verse 3.
说比拉多是加利利人的血掺杂在祭物中。
And it says first, now there was some present at the time who told Jesus about Galilean, whose blood Pilate has mixed with their sacrifices.
所谓血掺在祭物中，就是比拉多杀了人。
And to have blood mixed in their sacrifice means that Pilate has killed somebody.
他是一个王。
Yeah, he is a ruler.
所以他有权柄可以杀人。
So he has authority to kill.
然后把他掺在祭物当中。
And he has mixed blood in their sacrifice.
那他们就问这个用事件来告诉主耶稣。
And so they told the Lord Jesus about this event.
那我们看主耶稣怎么说。
And let's see what the Lord Jesus said.
说你们以为这加利利人比众加利利人更有罪，所以受害吗？
And he said, Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all other Galileans because they suffered this way?
主耶稣非常的了解当时人的想法。
And the Lord Jesus knew the way the people thought at the time.
这些人被杀,
and these people were killed.
一定是罪比别人更深。
It must be that they have a heavier sin than other people.
所以死得很凄惨。
And so they died a very horrible death.
那我们常常也会有这样的想法。
And we often have this kind of thought.
比方说天灾人祸的发生。
And for example, when there are natural disasters or accidents that happen.
那我们常常就会想可能这个国家比其他的国家更有罪。
And so we may think that this country may have heavier sin than other countries.
好像日本第二次世界大战杀了好多人。
For example, Japan had killed many people during World War II.
在南京大屠杀杀了好多人。
And they killed many people in the massacre of Nanking.
所以有人就会把它联想啊，这个海啸可能就是后来的一种报应。
And so some people will say the tsunami is a revenge of some kind for their actions.
那在东南亚以前也有海啸。
And in Southeast Asia, there were also tsunamis.
那有人就把它联想啊，因为他没有拜神，那是信这个回教。
And so some people say that it's because they do not worship the true God, they practice Islam.
所以得罪了神。
And so they have offended God.
那神用这个来惩罚他们。
And so God punished them in this way.
这个是人很自然的一个推理。
And this is a very natural logic that men have.
这一些人死得这么的意外，这么凄惨，不但他有罪，而且他的罪可能比别人更重。
And these people died such horrible death, not only do they have sins, but their sin is heavier than other people's.
但是主耶稣怎么来想这件事情？
But what did the Lord Jesus say about this?
第三节。
Verse 3.
说我告诉你们的不是，你们若不悔改，都要如此灭亡。
He says, I tell you no, but unless you repent, you too will all perish.
这里讲主耶稣讲不是，不是说他们没有罪。
And when Jesus say no, doesn't mean that they do not have sins.
主耶稣讲这个不是是说，他们不是因为罪比我们更重，所以才会被杀掉。
When the Lord Jesus said no, it means that it, no, it's not that they have heavier sins than we do, that they were killed.
那这一句话的另外一个意思就是说, 我们也有罪啊。
And another meaning of this phrase is that we also have sins.
这个是一个很重要的提醒。
And this is a very important reminder.
所以主耶稣对当时社会所发生的事情, 到最后主耶稣要把它拉到每一个人, 要借着这一件事情, 对自己有一个 醒悟，有一个领悟，然后有一个学到一个功课。
And so Lord Jesus used the events that happened at the time to bring it down to individual level, so that everyone can have a realization.
所以有时候我们对这个世界所发生的一些事情啊，天灾人祸，我们都是用第三者的态度去看。
And so oftentimes we look at natural disaster and accidents from a point of view of a third party.
就是说说听听啊，论论，然后就结束了。
And that is, we discuss it, and then it's over.
那这样啊，这些世界所发生的天灾人祸，对我们来讲啊，也没有什么能够让我们学到得到好处。
If this is so, then we cannot learn anything from these natural disasters or accidents.
那主耶稣这一句话，第一个就是讲我们也是有罪的。
And what the Lord Jesus said here is that we also have sins.
那罪的结果是什么？
And what is the result of sins?
就是灭亡。
And that is destruction.
所以这个第三节，如果把中间遮掉，我告诉你们，你们都要如此灭亡。把中间这一句话遮掉，就是结论就是这样。
And if you cover up the middle part of this phrase, it will read, I tell you, you too will all perish.
不错，比拉多杀了好多人。 灭亡，这些人死了。And
Pilate has killed many people, and these people were destroyed.
是因为他有罪。It's
because they have sin.
那现在把问题抓回来，你们都要如此灭亡。And
now we look at the problem, you will all perish in this way.
因为你们也有罪。Because
you have also all sinned.
所以今天这个对我们是一个很重要的提醒。So
this is a very important reminder for us.
人生最大的问题是什么？
What is the biggest problem in life?
人生最大的问题是罪的问题。
The biggest problem in life is sin.
因为罪看不见,
because we cannot see sin.
所以人常常就不在意,
and so many people do not care about sin.
但是罪的后果是可怕的,
but the result of sin is horrible.
主耶稣说要灭亡,
and the Lord Jesus said, you will be destroyed.
当主耶稣都要如此灭亡这样讲的时候, 不是说比拉多都要把你们杀掉,
and when the Lord Jesus says that you will all perish, doesn't mean that Pilate will kill all of you.
是指着说, 要这样死的,
and the Lord Jesus means that you will die in this way.
我们有罪都要死的,
if you have sinned, then you will die.
这是我们每一个人都能够了解的,
this is something that everyone can understand.
但是我们的了解只有一半,
but our understanding is only halfway.
我们都要死, 这个我们都知道,
we know that we will all die.
包括没有信的人, 他也知道,
including those who do not believe, they know they will die.
但是一个人不知道的是, 我们都要死的原因是因为有罪。
But what people do not know is that you will all die because you have sinned.
这个就是可怕的地方。
And this is what is horrifying.
好像生病了, 你不知道你的病是什么原因。
And just as if you were sick, but you don't know the cause of your sickness.
那当主耶稣说你要灭亡的时候, 其实主耶稣讲的灭亡是两个层面。
And when the Lord Jesus says you will all perish, he's talking about two levels.
第一个是肉体的死。
And first is the death of your flesh.
这个是我们最怕的。
This is what we are all very afraid of.
一生癌症啊，一发现重病哦，有的人就睡不着觉。
And when you have a cancer, or you have this heavy illness, then you will not be able to sleep.
因为死马上来到。
Because death is coming.
所以我们很怕。
And so we will be afraid.
但是圣经告诉我们，这是最不需要怕的。
But the Bible tells us this is something that we should not be afraid of.
因为死是生活的一个改变。
And because death is a change of the way you live.
从地上的生活要改变进到灵界里面。
And from living in this world, you will start to live in the spiritual world.
所以最可怕的不是这个死。
So this is not the most horrifying death.
那最可怕的是我们结束地上的生活要进到另外一个世界，请问去哪里？
And what is most horrifying is after we end this life on the earth, where do we go?
所以很多人不在意，反正死就算了，没有，圣经不是这样讲。
And some people will not care, and they say, after I die, it is over, but this is not what the Bible says.
死后还有审判。
The Bible says, after death, there is judgment.
主耶稣讲，地狱是从不会死、火不会灭的地方。
And the Lord Jesus said that hell is where the fire is not quenched and the worms will not die.
哦，主耶稣也讲到天国的美好。
But the Lord Jesus also talks about the wonders of heaven.
所以人生最大的危机。
And so the biggest danger in our life
不是肉体的死。
It's not the death of our flesh.
人生最大的危机是灵魂被灭到地狱的火湖里面。
And our biggest, the biggest danger of life is that our soul will be taken down to hell.
因此这个第三节中间遮起来就是你们都要如此灭亡，这是可怕的。
And so if you cover up the middle phrase of verse 3, it says you will all perish.
所以人生最可怕的一个事实就是我们活在罪里面，罪的结果都要灭亡。
And the most horrifying fact is that we all live in sin, and the result of sin is death.
那为什么我们就想，为什么主耶稣要对当时的时事做这样的评论呢？
And why is it that the Lord Jesus had these thoughts towards this event at the time?
主耶稣发出这个警告，
When the Lord Jesus sounded this warning,
他的用意是好的。
His intention is good.
是本着他的慈爱。
And this is out of his mercy and love.
是本着他对人的怜悯。
And this is out of his compassion for man.
好像有一些父母，他会对小孩子讲啊，你不可以做这个，不可以做这个。这个出发用意是好的。
And just as when the parents tell the children, you cannot do this, their intention is good.
或者说你应该做这个，这个用意是好的。
Or they tell you, you should do certain things, their intention is good.
很多的小孩子他不去做，但是他也不喜欢听。
And some of the children, they don't want to do what the parents tell them, and they don't want to listen to them.
那这种玩梗玩硬啊，到最后就带给他自己受苦很多。
And this kind of stubbornness will bring much suffering to themselves.
所以不是父母不爱儿女，其实父母常常用很多自己的体验来告诉孩子。
And it's not that the parents do not love the children; they often tell them their own experiences.
而是常常小孩子不愿意接受父母给他的一个忠告。
But it is because oftentimes the children do not accept the advice of the parents.
所以如果人类灭亡,
and so if mankind are destroyed,
不是神没有给我们机会,
it's not that the Lord did not give us an opportunity.
到处都有人传主耶稣的福音,
there are always people preaching the gospel of the Lord.
到处都有圣经,
and the Bible is everywhere.
如果人灭亡,
if man perish,
是因为人不愿意来接受主耶稣。
Is because a man did not want to accept the message of the Lord Jesus.
因此这个警告是要让人来接来悔改。
And so this warning is so that people will repent.
所以第三节，我们如果再回到圣经来看。
If we turn back to verse 3.
如果你们不悔改，都要如此灭亡。
If you do not repent, you will all perish.
但这句话再把它用另外一个方向来看。
But if you look at this phrasing from a different direction,
如果你们悔改,
if you repent,
就不会灭亡,
then you will not perish.
这个就是恩典。
And this is grace.
如果你悔改, 你就不会灭亡。
If you repent, then you will not perish.
所以主耶稣借着那个时事就是要造就他们, 要改变他们。
And so the Lord Jesus used this event to try to change them and edify them.
用负面来让他们想正面。
And to use a negative event for them to think about the positive.
如果你不悔改，就要这样灭亡。
If you don't repent, then you will perish.
他的意思就是说，你们要悔改，所以你不需要灭亡。
And his meaning is that you must repent so that you do not perish.
所以罪越多，越感到神的恩典越大。
And so the more sin you have, the more you feel the grace of the Lord.
因为主耶稣完全赦免我们的罪。
Because the Lord Jesus has completely forgiven our sins.
这个过程是相当辛苦的。
And this process is very painful.
我们看十二章哈，路加福音的十二章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 12.
五十节。
Verse 50.
路加福音十二章五十节。
Luke chapter 12, verse 50.Verse 50, but I have the baptism to undergo, and how distressed I am until it is completed.
主耶稣这里很忧心啊，我有受的洗还没有成就。
And here the Lord Jesus is very worried that he had a baptism to undergo.
这个洗是什么？
And what is this baptism?
这个洗就是火洗。
And this baptism is a baptism of fire.
这个火洗就是苦难。
And this baptism of fire is suffering.
所以我还没有成就，还没有完成。这个苦难还没有完成。
So this suffering has not completed.
我是何等的迫切呢？
And how distressed I am.
他的压力是何等的大呢？
And he has great stress.
那主耶稣讲这个火洗对他来讲是什么？
And for the Lord Jesus mentioned this water, fire, what baptism of fire, what does it mean?
就是最大的苦难，钉十字架。
And that is the greatest suffering to be nailed on the cross.
所以今天为什么有赦罪的恩典？
And so today, why do we have the grace of salvation?
因为主耶稣为我们经历过火洗。
And because the Lord Jesus has gone through the baptism of fire for us.
被钉到十字架上。
And he has been nailed on the cross.
所以我们今天只要悔改，我们就不会灭亡。
And so today, if we repent, then we will not perish.
当我们看到主耶稣传道理，天国近了。
And when we hear the Lord Jesus preach the gospel, heaven is near.
这句话大家都喜欢听。
Everyone likes to hear this phrase.
因为地上人间太多问题了。
Because there's so many problems in this world.
哦，每一天都在受苦。
And we're suffering every day.
有时候肉体受苦，有时候心灵受苦。
Sometimes we suffer in the flesh, and sometimes we suffer emotionally.
有时候是外在受苦，有时候是内在受苦。
Sometimes we suffer externally, or sometimes we suffer internally.
主耶稣说天国近了。
And the Lord Jesus say, heaven is near.
啊，天国就是神的国。
And the heavenly kingdom is the kingdom of God.
那天国里面是什么？
And what is in the heavenly kingdom?
圣经说是公义、平安、喜乐。
And the Bible says, within it is righteousness, peace, and joy.
罪不再捆绑我们。
And sin will no longer bound us.
我们要从罪得到释放。
And we'll be free from sin.
因为神要给我们能力。
Because the Lord will give us strength.
他要赦免我们的罪。
And he will forgive our sins.
要改变我们。
And he will change us.
再来就是平安。
And the next is peace.
没有忧虑，没有害怕。
We will not have worries or fears.
因为神与我们同在。
Because the Lord is with us.
我们太多忧虑了。
We have too many worries.
就是因为神的国没有在我们里面。
Because the kingdom of God is not within our hearts.
神的国在我们里面就没有忧虑。
And if the kingdom of God is in our hearts, then we will not have worries.
因为神在做我们的王。
Because the Lord will be our king.
再来就是满足。
And the next is satisfaction.
特别是圣灵充满的喜乐。
And especially the joy of the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
所以当我们想到人间很多的问题的时候，我们听到圣经的话，这是何等的美好！神的国近了。
So when we look at the problems in this world, we see the words of the Lord. Heaven is near. This is such a wonderful words.
所以主耶稣传道的第一句话前一半我们很喜欢听。
And so we like to hear the first half of what the Lord Jesus was preaching.
天国近了。
The heavenly kingdom is near.
神的国近了。
The kingdom of God is near.
但是第二句话大家都不喜欢听了。
But nobody likes the second part of his gospel.
你要悔改。
You must repent.
什么叫做悔改？
What does it mean to repent?
第一个要对自己的罪忧伤。
And first is you must mourn for your own sins.
第二个。
And second,
要改变。
You must change.
要改变我们的想法。
You must change the way we think.
哎，改变我们的生活方式。
We need to change the way we live.
这个有两步在里面。
And there are two steps to this.
所以人愿意得到神的恩典。
So for man to be willing to receive the grace of the Lord,
神也愿意把他的恩典 给我们。
And God is willing to give his grace to you.
但是问题就是人不愿意悔改。
But the problem is, man is not willing to repent.
所以将来如果人灭亡，
And so in the future, if we perish,
人没有办法对神说你不爱我。
We cannot say to the Lord, you do not love me.
是因为人不愿意悔改。
It's because we are not willing to repent.
悔改就有希望。
And to repent, we will have hope.
悔改就不至于灭亡。
And if we repent, then we will not perish.
这是我们对主耶稣当时的世代一个解释。
And this is what the Lord Jesus interpreted the society at the time.
那第四节。
Verse 4.
说西罗亚楼倒塌，压死了18人。
It says that the Tower of Siloam fell and killed 18 people.
那当时的人也在想，为什么这十八个人就死得这么凄惨，被楼压倒呢？
And the people at the time thought, why did these 18 people die such horrible death?
所以他一定是比耶路撒冷人更有罪。
They must be more guilty than Jerusalem.
那第三节。
Verse 3.
主耶稣说，我跟你说不是的。
He says, I tell you no.
就是说他们被楼压死不是他的罪比别人深啊。
And that is that they have been killed by this tower, not because they are more guilty than others.
每一个人都有罪啊，所以到最后都会跟他一样，都会死的。
And every one of us have sinned, so we will all die like them.
所以主耶稣也是用他的恩典，用他的怜悯来警告他们。
And so the Lord Jesus also warned them with his mercy and his compassion.
你看那个被楼压死的人。
You look at those who have died in this, from this tower.
不过他是因为有罪。
And you must know that they have sinned.
但是我们到最后也要跟他一样，
but
都要死。
But we also be like them in the end.
你再看九一，差不多有3000个人，哦，有的被火烧死，有的被大楼压死。
And so you look at September 11th, some people died in the fire, and some people fell from the tower.
这一幅景象啊，是我们不愿意看到的。
And this is not something that we like to see.
有的火在烧的时候太热受不了，他知道跳下去会死，他也跳下来。
And some people, when the fire is burning, they know that if they jump out, they will die, but they still jumped.
所以当我们看到那个景象，
so when we see this scenery,
我们都很害怕。
We'll all be very afraid.
但如果套用主耶稣讲的一句话。
But if we look at what the Lord Jesus said,
如果我们不悔改，
if you do not repent,
我们跟那个911那个被楼压死、被火烧死的一样，都会死。
We will just be like them, and we will all perish.
好，但是有一个方法可以不死。
But there is a way for you not to die.
说不悔改都要灭亡，如果悔改就不必灭亡。
If you do not repent, you will all perish. But if you repent, you will not perish.
所以原来人会不会灭亡？最后还是操在我们自己的。
So whether or not we perish, the decision is up to us.
到底我们要做什么决定？
What kind of decision will we make?
恩典已经在那里。
The grace is there.
这是主耶稣经过火洗所成就的。
This is what the Lord Jesus has fulfilled through the baptism of fire.
但是我对神所成就十字架的恩典，我怎么去回应？
But how do you respond to the grace of the forgiveness of the Lord Jesus being nailed on the cross?
如果拒绝承认我有罪，
If you refuse to repent and realize you have sinned,
或者我知道我有罪，我拒绝改变，
or you know you have sinned but you refuse to change,
这个就是不悔改。
This is not repenting.
那不悔改，神的恩典就没有办法救我们。
And if you do not repent, then the grace of the Lord cannot save us.
是因为我们不悔改。
It's because we do not repent.
所以悔改是何等的重要。
So it's very important for us to repent.
悔改就不至于灭亡。
If you repent, you will not perish.
这是神要给我们一个很重要的恩典，要用悔改来接受。
And this is a very important grace for us to receive with repentance.
所以赦罪之恩是十字架成就的，但是是借着我们悔改的心来得到的。
So the grace of salvation is completed on the cross, but it must be received with repentance.
所以这个第一段啊，有时候我们在想，这个可能跟没有信的人有关系吧。
And so when we read this verse of First part, we'll think that this is probably referring to the non-believers.
我已经信了，我已经悔改了。
I've already believed and have repented.
那我们现在来看第二段。
Let's look at the second part.
第二段在讲另外一种灭亡。
And the second part talks about a different kind of destruction.
这种灭亡啊，就跟信仰有关系。信主，这特别是指信主的人。
And this, the second part has to do with those who believe.
第六节。
Verse 6. Then he told this parable, a man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard and went to look for fruit on it, but did not find any.
第七节。
In verse 7, so he said to the man who took care of the vineyard, for 3 years now I've been coming to look for fruits on this fig tree and have not found any. Cut it down, why should I use up the soil?
第八节。
Verse 8, sir, the man replied, leave it alone for one more year and I'll dig around it and fertilize it.
第九。
Verse 9, if it bears fruit next year, fine, if not, then cut it down.
这个第六节到第九节在讲一棵无花果树。
And from verse 6 to verse 9 talks about one fig tree.
栽在葡萄园里面。
It's planted in the vineyard.
这个葡萄园是什么？是神的果。
And the vineyard is the kingdom of God.
那这个无花果栽在葡萄园。
And this fig tree is planted in the vineyard.
那这个第六节到第九节它有三次提到果子。
And from verse 6 to verse 9, it talks about fruit three times.
所以第六节说他找不到果子。
Verse 6, it says that he cannot find any fruit.
这个主人找不到果子。
The master cannot find any fruit.
那他怎么办？
And what did he do?
第七节。
Verse 7.
对管园子说，看啊，这三年这无花果找不到果子。
He said to the keeper of the vineyard, for 3 years I have come and found no fruit.
那这个果树找不到果子，你种那果树要做什么？
If you cannot find fruit on this tree, why do you keep it planted?
那个第一个白占地图。
And first is just taking up soil.
第二个你浇水施肥都白费了。
And second, when you water and fertilize it, it's all in vain.
所以这里可以看出来神对我们的要求。
And so here we can see the requirement God has for us.
我们都悔改信主。
And we have all repented and believe in the Lord.
我们好像一棵树栽在神的生命的园中。
And we're like a tree that's planted in the garden of life.
好像伊甸园。
And just like the Garden of Eden.
这是从神得到很大的恩典。
And this is receiving a lot of grace from the Lord.
不错，但是得到神的恩典，神对我们有一个要求。
But to receive the grace of the Lord, there is one requirement the Lord has asked of us.
这个要求就是我们要结果子。
And this requirement is that we must bear fruit.
那为什么神有这个要求？
And why does the Lord have this requirement?
神的要求都是出于爱的。
And his requirement is all out of love.
第一个就是神希望在我们的身上能够荣耀他。
And first, the Lord wishes that we can glorify Him with our body.
所以神对我们的恩典是有期待的。
And so the Lord has expectations for His grace.
期待我们能够荣耀他。
And His expectation is that we may glorify Him.
这个是神做每一件事情的目的。
And this is the purpose of everything that the Lord does.
那树不能结果子，这怎么能够荣耀神呢？
If a tree cannot bear fruit, how can it glorify God?
所以这就达不到这个主人种他的目的。
And so this cannot achieve the purpose of why the master planted this tree.
所以今天我们需要再从生活中来思想。
And so today we must think from the perspective of our life.
我们的生活是不是能够让神满意？
And can our life bring satisfaction to the Lord?
什么样的生活能够让神满意？
What kind of life can bring satisfaction to the Lord?
就是在我们的生命中能够结果子。
And that is, we must bear fruit in our life.
那果子是什么？
And what is fruit?
第一个果子你看得到。
And first, you can see fruit.
第二个果子你吃得到。
And second, you can eat the fruit.
第三个果子你可以自己用，也可以给别周围的人用。
And third, you can use this fruit yourself or give it to others.
所以这个实际生活的改变。
And so to change our life.
是看得到的。
Is something that we can see.
真正的信仰会带给人生活的改变。
And a true faith will bring a change in a person's life.
因为信仰不是在学校里面学到一门功课。
And because faith is not something that we learn in school.
信仰是接受这个活生的神进到我的生命里面改变我。
And faith is to receive this true God into our hearts and for Him to change us.
所以生活会改变。
So your life will change.
这个叫做结果子。
And this is to bear fruit.
那生活一改变之后。
And when your life has changed.
我们自己可以享受我们所结的果子。
Then we can enjoy this fruit ourselves.
本来一个脾气很不好的人现在变得很温柔。
A person who has very bad temper now is very gentle.
第一个享受好处的就是他本身，他有平安了。
And the first person to enjoy this is himself because he has peace.
第二个享受好处就是他的家人。
And the second to benefit are his family.
他的家庭有平安。
Now his family has peace.
所以结果是自己有好处，别人有好处。
So when you bear fruit, you will bring benefits to yourself and to others.
那第三个好处就是对他隔壁人家来讲啊，这是神的荣耀。
And the third benefit is that to other people, this is the glory of God.
他们信耶稣真的，你看现在家庭生活不一样。
The people will see that after you believe in the Lord Jesus, his family has changed.
不再有吵架的声音了。
There's no longer sounds of arguments.
全家非常的圆满。
And their family is very harmonious.
那神就得到荣耀。
And so God will be glorified.
所以神给我们恩典，把我们种在葡萄园，但是对我们也有期待。
And the Lord gave us this grace and planted us in His vineyard, but He also has expectations for us.
期待就是希望我们能够结果子。
His expectation is that we can bear fruit.
但是很可惜的，这个葡萄树啊，让主人很失望。
And very sadly, this fig tree brought disappointment to the master.
所以这个主人就是要把它砍掉。
And so the master wants to cut it down.
但是第八节。
But verse 8.
管园子说，主啊，今年暂且留着，等我掘开周围的加上粪。第九节。
In verse 8 and verse
9. 以后若结果子，便罢，不然再把它砍了。
In verse 8, Sir, the man replied, leave it alone for one more year, and I'll dig around it and fertilize it. If it bears fruit the next year, fine. If not, then cut it down.
到最后，为什么这个果树没有被砍掉呢？
And in the end, why is it that this tree was not cut down?
因为这管园子的对这个主人求。
Because a keeper has pleaded with the master
再给他一个机会
to give it one more chance.
再不过结果是再把它砍下来吧。
And if it still does not bear fruit, then cut it down.
主耶稣就是我们的中保。
And the Lord Jesus is our keeper.
所以主耶稣常常在神的面前为我们祷告。
And so the Lord Jesus often prayed for us before the Lord.
所以圣经里面讲啊，说为什么神从彼得那个时代讲主耶稣再来，讲到现在还没有再来。
So why is it that the Bible talks about the coming of the Lord Jesus since the time of Peter, but he still has not come?
他不是延迟，好像我们有什么 appointment 啊慢到。
And it's not that he's late to appointment.
那是宽容。
but it's because of his mercy.
如果主耶稣二十年前来,
if the Lord Jesus came 20 years ago,
我们当中可能很多人还没有洗礼,
and many of us may not be here,
我们就完了。
Then you will perish.
如果主耶稣十年前来,
if the Lord Jesus came 10 years ago,
我们当中也有很多人完了。
And many of us will also perish.
如果主耶稣今天来,
the Lord Jesus comes today,
我们就想我能得救吗?
Then we will think to ourselves, can we be saved?
这个真的也是一个问题。
And this is truly a problem.
所以主耶稣为我们代祷。
And so the Lord Jesus prays for us.
求神再给我们一个机会。
So he asks the Lord to give us another chance.
因此主耶稣到现在没有来，这是他的宽容。
And so the Lord Jesus still has not come. This is his mercy.
让我们能够预备好。
So that we can be prepared.
这样啊，主再来啊，我们就能够得救。
And so when he comes again, we can be saved.
所以这里讲啊，如果结果子，那就不叫砍掉，就继续留在园里面。
And if it bears fruit, then we'll keep it around.
所以神的恩典啊，就是他要帮助我们结丰有丰盛的生命，结果子。
So the grace of the Lord is that he will give us the fullness of life and to bear fruit.
我们看约翰福音第十章。
Let's turn to John chapter 10.
约翰福音第十章。
John chapter 10.
第十节。
Verse 10. John chapter 10, verse 10. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
这里说他要叫羊得生命，并且得到更丰盛的生命。
It says that I come so that you may have life and have it to the full.
这是一种应许。
This is a promise.
我们在很多的信徒的身上也看出他们生命确实在成长。
And we can see from many of the believers that their life is growing.
有更丰盛的生命。
And they have a full life.
这是神的恩典。
And this is the grace of the Lord.
所以我们今天的改变。
And so the change we make today
is a great
grace of the Lord.
那恩典的来源就是主耶稣为我们钉在十字架上。
And the source of this grace is that the Lord Jesus was nailed on the cross for us.
我们能够免于灭亡。
That we may be saved from peril.
更进一步，我们生命可以改变。
And furthermore, our life can change.
多结果子。
And to bear fruit.
但是我们现在要来祝谢无酵饼。
And I would like to consecrate the bread.
先我们跪下来。
Let's all kneel down.
默祷。奉主耶稣的圣名祝谢。
Lord Jesus Christ, we consecrate.
我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们每一个人都偏行了几路离开你。
And we have all deviated from the right path and departed from you.
在你的标准之下，我们都犯罪，亏缺你的荣耀。
Under your standards, we have all sinned and fall short of your glory.
我们跟你关系已经切断。
And we have already severed our relationship with you.
但是你来到人间要拯救我们。
You came to this world to save us.
你为我们预备身体。
And you have prepared your body for us.
好像一头羔羊。
And just like a lamb.
牺牲了自己。
That has sacrificed himself.
用你的宝血来拯救我们。
And you have used your blood to save us.
哇，你的爱何等的大。
And Lord, your love is so great.
你的爱如此一样的坚强。
And your love is strong like stone.
你为着爱我们死在十字架上。
And because you loved us, you died on the cross.
主啊，求你的爱进到我们里面。
And Lord, may your love enter into us.
来亲自感动我们。
And to touch us.
使我们的爱更加的丰盛。
So that our love may be even more full.
让我们能够爱你更多。
And so that we may love you more.
主啊，愿你的灵运行在无酵饼。
Lord, may your spirit work on this unleavened bread.
成为你的身体。
So that it may become your body.
让我们享受领受之后，末日得以复活。
That we, after we partake of it, we may resurrect in the last day.
在天国跟你永远享受福乐。
And to enter into heavenly kingdom to enjoy peace with you.
主啊，愿荣耀颂赞归你的圣名。
May all the praise and glory be unto your name.
哈利路亚，阿门。我们请何长老还有彭执事来擘饼。
Yes.
唱诗七十七首，中文唱两次。
Let's sing a hymn 77.
等一下，我们接到就领受，还没有在本教会洗礼的啊，请我们不要领受。
After you receive the bread, you make partake of it.If you have not been baptized, please refrain from partaking the bread.
那我们领受圣餐要先审查。
And before we receive the Holy Communion, we must examine ourselves.
因为这是主的身体。
Because this is the body of Christ.
有良心不安要悔改。
And if you do not have a clear conscience, you must repent.
这样我们就可以领受神的生命。
Then we can receive the life of the Lord.
我们唱诗七十七首。
Let's sing hymn number 77.
On the hill far away stood an old cross, the emblem of the free nation. And I love that old cross where the tears and blood fell So I cherish the old rugged cross. Here my trophies and as I lay down, I will cling to the old rugged cross. And it changes someday. Despised be the world as a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God and His glory,
请我们来分别。 们现在跪下来祝谢。
Let's all kneel down and consecrate the Jews.
奉主耶稣的圣名祝谢。
Lord Jesus Christ, we consecrate.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们都犯了罪，亏缺你的荣耀。
We have all sinned and fallen short of your glory.
我们失去你在伊甸园对我们的人类的祝福。
We have lost the blessing you have given us in the Garden of Eden.
我们活在你的咒诅之中。
We live under your curse.
有肉体的死，还有灵魂的死。
We have the death of our body and the death of our soul.
主，你爱我们极深。
Lord, you love us so deeply.
按着你的律法。
According to your laws,
凡是罪要借着血才可以洁净。
And sin must be washed away by blood.
你带有肉体。
And you came into the flesh.
为我们的罪挂在十字架上。
And to be hung on the cross for us.
流出你的宝血。
And to shed your blood.
牺牲了你的生命。
And you have sacrificed your life.
主，你对我们的爱是毫无保留。
And Lord, your love, you have not kept back your love from us.
你对我们的牺牲是完完全全的。
And you have completely sacrificed for us.
你的爱是何等的大。
And your love is so great.
愿你的爱感动我们。
May your love move us.
让我们能够这样来彼此相爱。
So that we may love each other in this way.
用你爱我们的爱来爱你。
And to love you with the love you love us with.
使我们在你的爱中大家能够合一。
So that under your love we may be all united as one.
也让我们被你的爱所激励。
May we also be compelled by your love.
我们能够为你而活。
That we may live for you.
来荣耀你的圣名。
And to glorify your name.
让你的心得到喜乐。
And may your so that your heart may receive joy.
求主的灵运行在葡萄汁，成为你的宝血。
May your spirit work among this juice to become your blood.
让我们领受之后得到生命。
That after we partake of it, we may receive life.
愿荣耀颂赞归你的圣名。
May all the glory and praise be unto your name.
我们来倒杯，我们来唱诗。98首
Sing hymn number 98.
Thank you.
节我们来分杯，唱诗九十九首。
Sing number 99.
Sing him 380, 380, 380.